Chapter 15, On the Practice of Scenario. One difficulty that people face with the Phoenix scenario outlined in the previous chapters is the question of role. It's not unusual to look at the scenario and its corresponding plays such as Pig in a Poke and ask what happens to the people. A common retort is leadership is all about people and the leader should sacrifice themselves for their people. It's a noble idea. As difficult as it is, you have to remember that in the scenario you are an executive of the conglomerate and your focus is on maximizing its advantage. The game is somewhat different if you're the CEO of the subsidiary. That which brings maximum advantage for one perspective is not necessarily that which brings the maximum benefit for another. There are often many competing interests and many maxima in a single landscape. Whilst the game itself is rarely zero-sum, i.e. if I win then you lose or vice versa, as both competitors can often benefit through collaboration, your focus should be on maximizing your advantage. The pursuit of such will result in conflict whether it's with your competitors or the conflict between the shareholders' desire for profit versus the consumer's desire for lower product cost. There is always some other trade-off if you look hard enough. When you examine a map, you need to go beyond just the landscape, the why of movement, i.e. this choice over that, the why of purpose, to be this or that, and to consider your role and that of others. There are many actors in a map and they have different perspectives. Even the consumer's view of the landscape can be different from that of the producer. Mapping simply shows you a landscape, you have to apply thought, you have to balance conflicts and you have to strive for your maximum advantage. But isn't this cold-hearted? Aren't you treating people and that means real lives as dots on a canvas? Yes, it can be dispassionate. But remember, you also have to lead and that requires trust from others. There is a cost associated with brutal corporate action through loss of trust. Which brings us to another trade-off as you have to balance present action versus future. Become known as being too Machiavellian, too brutal and your reward will be that too few will follow you. Seeking the path with least conflict, to win the war without fighting and to demonstrate how all can benefit is the pinnacle of the craft of war. Balancing these conflicts, focusing on your role, removing your own bias and understanding the different maxima that exist is one of the hardest challenges that I know for leadership. Without maps it's almost impossible to make sense of this in an unseen landscape. Hence we just fall back to gut feel and notions of it seems the right thing to do. The practices of mapping are the trivial entry point into this world as they simply expose it rather than solve. The complexity of playing the game is vastly more than just seeing the board, knowing the rules and a few opening plays. I often suspect this is why we relish storytelling, magic frameworks such as 2x2s and secrets of success in management. We paper over a complex world with simple to understand truths regardless of how incorrect they are because it makes management easier and gives us a sense of control. To tease out the concept of role, I'm going to use a generalized scenario that has two variants, one which covers product-to-product substitution and the other which covers product-to-utility. I'll use a single map to describe both and I'm going to focus on the pattern of change from product to utility rather than user needs. You should be familiar enough with mapping by now that such shortcuts are permissible.